Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 30 minutes, we're taking your phone calls one after the other with what you think about the establishment media saying, hey, there's discussion of Ron Paul running as VP under Romney. Yeah, they're going to steal the election and defraud him, but they're going to let him run VP. I think it's all a co-opting by Romney. That's what my gut is. The question is it bad for people in his campaign to even be discussing it? And I don't think so. But I tried to go over all the facets and what could be going through their minds and what's happening. But it just shows how the liberty movement's grown and how powerful it is. You saw what happened with Rand Paul. Let's go to Sarah, then Justin, then Nicholas, then Andrew, and then Hunter. Sarah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and it's a pleasure to speak with you. A new subscriber in January for my birthday, and your site has a wealth of information. Everybody should take advantage of that. I think a bigger question is, who is Ron Paul's running mate going to be? I suggest Judge Napolitano. But definitely he can consider the idea of being vice president. It is an honor, but it would be a disgrace to what Ron Paul stands for and has stood for many years. I think he should stay on the outside with us if anybody but him makes it into the presidency. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, my gut is don't do it because, I mean, it'd be one thing if Mitt Romney wasn't a complete globalist. I mean, if it was somebody like Ronald Reagan who had some good traits, it'd be all right. But, I mean, Mitt Romney has been for abortion, open borders. Now he's changed. But carbon taxes, gun control. I mean, he's an Obama from the Republican Party. And, again, these are people stealing the election from him right now. I think it's all smoke and mirrors, and they're trying to manipulate folks in his campaign. And I'm not saying that manipulation has happened. But, I mean, I've seen things about, yeah, people ought to consider, all the candidates ought to consider Rand. Well, you can't have Ron Paul with his son as his VP. And you can't have two people from the same state. I mean, I know he lives in Kentucky. But it's a serious issue, and I appreciate your call. Good point, Sarah. I'll say this, by the way, people get confused when they hear folks calling and say, I'm a subscriber. That's prisonplanet.tv for the nightly news, the video, the daily radio show, all my films and more. Of course, Infowars.com is free, and the audio streams are free as well. But thank you, Sarah. We couldn't do it without you. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just want to say that I don't think Ron Paul would do this. He's a rock solid guy. But if he does, I will call it selling out, and I will withdraw my support and take down every video I've published and every piece of support I've given.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. And again, I'll talk to Paul as soon as we get him back on the air. This has happened a few times before when, you know, he's not on in a month and I got to actually make phone calls. I know they're really busy, too. It's just that I'm chomping at the bit because this is the kind of question. In fact, I was waiting, I think, to talk about it because this has been going on for a month now until I could get him on and ask him. Because I don't just want to sit here and have a big drama. It's just that now there's more and more people in his campaign kind of acting like this could be discussed. I'm like, this might be something good. And I agree with you. This is not something that's good. I mean, what, be co-opted? I mean, you're not going to – I mean, you cannot join with evil to make evil good. Do you see what I'm saying?
Never works. And I'll tell you what, like I said, I've put out hundreds of videos, have thousands of subscribers, and I'll do my best to have them all follow me should this happen. But I don't think it will. But thanks for
Yeah, let's be clear. Exactly, and I appreciate your call. And that's one reason the media is hyping this. Is they keep saying, when are you going to drop out, Ron Paul? When are you going to drop out? You're not really a Republican. You're going to run third party. They're trying to make everybody just forget him. And you know what? You get asked thousands of questions. You're going to have somebody like Benton occasionally say, oh, you know, it'd be an honor if Rand Paul or, you know, somebody else got, you know, asked to be VP. Because, you know, again, in the Beltway, even if you're a libertarian, that success, oh, you're being brought into a coalition government. That's kind of a parliamentary type thought system, but I agree. It'll go over like a lead balloon, and Ron Paul's mystique will go down the drain if he ever works with Mitt Romney.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you just joined us, it is Thursday, the 23rd day of February, 2012. I'm on my way to Orlando, Florida. TSA free, no out of their jurisdiction, unsworn, quasi peace officers trying to grope my family. But I have seen police randomly pulling over vehicles and searching them all the way here. This country is really turning into a sad joke. We have the largest prison population, and the government ships the drugs in, and then idiots that are dumb enough to use them give the government a pretext to treat us all like it's a giant prison. I don't blame folks that are leaving this country. It's really, really sad what this nation's turned into. But I'm taking a long trek here from the road to be able to visit a few stations, one in Dallas and now one in Florida, and also speak to two crowds, kind of a beta test of what may become larger trips in the future. I don't know what it is about when I'm on the road, but I tend to like kind of mumble sometimes. And I'm just now getting accustomed to being here on the air doing broadcast from the road. That I tend to be a bit more, not so much lethargic, but relaxed, which I guess in a way is a good thing compared to my manic type mindset that I get into when I'm there in the studio. Here is some of the top stories that we haven't even gotten to yet. Pentagon says U.S. citizens accused of supporting terrorism can be assassinated. And they're saying that if you even give money to a charity, I guess like Doctors Without Borders or others, that they could connect to supporting a group that the banks running our country call enemies, that you can be killed, including here in the United States, secretly arrested, secretly tortured, secretly disappeared. So now they're getting around to announcing they want to use the NDAA against you. And they're saying they'll use mercenaries, Israelis, or others to do the killing. And, of course, a few years ago I saw quotes in the Israeli news where they said, we'll assassinate people anywhere we want in the world anytime, including Americans in America. So more and more we're kind of getting the Israeli policy here in the United States. Continuing here, and it's not that I'm an enemy of Israel or hate Israel itself, but I don't like Israeli agents coming in and buying off elements of our government and then setting up a policy saying I have no sovereignty and they'll kill me in my country if they feel like it because they're God. You know, I kind of like my Bill of Rights and Constitution. Imagine if the Ruskies were influencing our government like this. But instead, the British, the EU people, the UN, Israel, all these big mega corporations, the defense contractors, they just use this country like a latrine or something. And then my property rights, my constitution, it's all destroyed. My taxes are raised to pay for their empire. And I'm tired of it. And the Israelis in mass are protesting and demonstration, you know, having huge demonstrations. In some cases, over 70% of the republic don't want these wars. It's just these elements running all of our countries want this, and I've had enough of it. So Pentagon says U.S. citizens accused of supporting terrorism can be assassinated, unvaccinated kids banned from Indiana school due to measles outbreak. Now, I thought if you've had the measles shots, you're protected. But see, now they have panics if one person gets measles and shut down the school. But when you take the shot and actually get measles from it, as you do about a third of the time, that's a non-issue. So it's all about a bunch of panic attack, making a big drama queen issue out of stuff. That article's at Infowars.com. Document proves DHS is monitoring social media for government criticism. Huge news. Paul Watson, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Pelosi blames profiteering for skyrocketing gas prices. No, it's dollar devaluation and talk of an Iran strike. That's what's doing it. Again, has Ron Paul formed a political alliance with Mitt Romney? Infowars.com story that we're going to get red link for folks. Ron Paul highlights from the last debate last night. Fed's new rules written behind closed doors. Infowars Nightly News. Kurt Haskell, a new video out, witnessed a government false flag part two. We sent Rob Due to Michigan, to Detroit to actually interview him, so it's high quality. It's very powerful. Now I'm going to go back to your calls. For those that missed the first hour, the Washington Post, hundreds of publications, it's big news today, are saying that behind the scenes, Mitt Romney is basically reaching out to Paul about a VP run. A, I don't believe that. If he is doing it, it's to betray Paul because he knows that he's the real winner of this whole situation. That's what's really going on. So the very system that's stealing these primaries from Ron Paul on record is not going to make him VP. A, I think that's going on. B, I think the Washington Post and others are making a big deal out of this to make it look like Ron Paul is going to compromise and sell out to kill his image of a stalwart independent who doesn't ever compromise. Ron Paul is not going to compromise and run VP with Mitt Romney. I can tell you that right now. Just like I told you a year before he announced this presidential run, he would do it. Just like I told you, Rand Paul would win. I can look at the situation and tell you what's going to happen. One more point I need to make. I don't have the power cord for this central computer that we're on Skype with, and it's going to go out of power here by the next segment if we don't do that. I can see Richard, our on-the-road engineer, right out there listening to us, and I'm waving at him. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Side issue, as I like to say. Segue there. Back to your calls. That said, though, this is becoming a big issue. You know, will Ron Paul do this or will Rand Paul do this? Jesse Benton has said, you know, Rand Paul's the smartest guy in the room and, you know, anybody would want to have him as their VP. And Rand has said he'd be honored. So I think that's just being gentlemanly when they say that. But I think it's a bad idea. And I don't think Ron Paul would do it in the final equation. And I don't think Rand would either, because they're not going to have their will to liberty subverted and they're not going to sell out. These are men of integrity. But it is a big issue that we're discussing here today. And let's go back to your phone calls until about 40 after. Then we'll get Jeffrey Smith on because I need to get to these calls. Nicholas in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I love how your show is so human. It just shows you're an actual person. My personal opinion on the Ron Paul situation is, as you well know, this is not his first rodeo, so I trust his campaign and what he's doing. And I'm going to have to disagree with the first two callers. He's a chess player. He's thinking many moves ahead, and that's what you need to do to stay in the game. He's thinking worst-case scenario. So worst-case scenario, he does get off of the VP. Me, personally, I say take it because it's under the philosophy of a ninja. You might be outpowered or outnumbered, but you run away and swallow your pride and live to fight another day. And we need him in politics to be injecting serious issues, as you said before, even if he doesn't get the nomination.
Well, listen, but I guarantee you, this is what I'm saying. It's meant to become a political distraction so that people think he might sell out, because that's how it's seen by some. Okay? And it's also, meant to imply that these two are working together against Santorum. And I don't see a system that's going to steal primaries from him ever doing that and giving him that bully pulpit. So, that's my reason that I say that I think it's a bad idea. Now, if I saw Ron Paul go for it and he gave me his reasons for it and they made sense, then I might entertain the idea. But my gut tells me, run from this, Ron Paul. Run from this. I can understand why some of the people in his campaign might say, ooh, that sounds interesting, because they're young and they want to go work at the White House. They want to work for the vice president. But Ron Paul has not fought for almost 40 years, never compromising to do this now. And so I think it's a non-issue at the end of the day. But, I mean, we fleshed it out. We've covered a lot of angles of it, and we're getting your perspectives. Good points. Anything else, Nicholas?
Just a little thing. Mark Dice has a new show on vocal.com, and I think a lot of truthers need to do their own shows. Getting the word out there, it's a good alternative media to use against the globalists in their own system.
It is. Mark is just a wonderful person and does a great job. Let's go ahead and talk to Hunter in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'll see you Sunday. Look forward to it. I just wanted a couple points on Ron Paul. That people may not have heard that the media did not publicize. Only one-third of Republican people actually voted in Florida. That's number one. And I literally just heard just over an hour ago that our local ABC affiliate was talking about the debates last night, that not one candidate talked about the birth control issue, and that was actually incorrect because Ron Paul did address it, and he addressed it directly. And the third point with Ron Paul is I hope he's planning on focusing on because the establishment, the way they work, of getting his independent in line and running as an independent. Because I think that we need to make sure that the left-right paradigm does not continue and these debates of the Democrat-Republicans don't continue. And having him on the front line debating of the left-right paradigm in the end of the game will show a lot of people and awaken a lot more people.
I totally agree with you, and I appreciate what you've said here. I'm going to get Lou Rockwell on tomorrow if we can. I'm going to fire the bat searchlight up into the sky and see if we can get him on, maybe even today, and just go into the fourth hour. In fact, even try that because this is so important. We need to get his perspective because he was the former head of the congressional office and of the first congressional run and other issues, good friends with Ron Paul. He can give us the deep inside skinny. And I'll tell you right now, he's going to say, I don't think Ron Paul's going to do that. But if he did, it's because he's been guaranteed he can act autonomously. And if Ron Paul comes out and says, I've been told I can be VP and do and say whatever I want, well, then that's a different subject. And then Ron Paul would say and do what he wanted. But I'll guarantee you, Ron Paul's a man of his word. So they'd come to him and say, well, promise you'll do what the president says and we'll make you VP. He'll say no. So it's not going to happen. But because this is a big issue now, and because it will be used against Ron Paul, like the whole Bilderberg thing, a Bilderberg attendee, big libertarian guy, a mainline libertarian, the guy that created a bunch of different websites and systems like PayPal, new money, he created a super PAC, and is supporting Ron Paul. Everybody's like, it's Bilderberg, they're supporting him. Well, he doesn't control what people create super PACs and do. I mean, is that done deliberately to make him look bad? Probably not. It's probably done because Bilderberg wants to try to co-opt that movement. It doesn't mean it's going to co-opt Ron Paul, but that's how they come at you. I mean, I've had the system come and offer me big jobs to sell out. I'm like, no, I'm going to be who I am, stay true to my principles, and build my own system. And we're doing it because of you supporting us, InfoWars.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
I just talked to Richard Reeves, who's worked as a delegate more stalwartly for many years, fighting for Ron Paul, and he said, look, they're just trying to damage you, and that's why the media is covering this. That's why they're getting into it. And Ron Paul's not going to do that. And I agree with him. It's just they can take statements by his campaign people, you know, about, oh, yes, you know, Rand Paul would be great in there. Or you know, little, you know, cutesy stuff with Romney, and they can use that against him. But again, Ron Paul says this himself. He is only a focal point of liberty, just like I am, just like so many others are, just like you are. He's just the biggest focal point. All over the world, they're trying to black him out because people are looking at what he stands for and using it as an example of freedom across the planet. And it's a bellwether. It's a barometer. It's a gauge. And the fact that the system would be dangling that in front of Ron Paul only shows the success he's had. So I have total confidence in Ron Paul. I have total confidence in Rand Paul. But we're taking your calls on this subject because it is the type of complex issue I like to cover so we can really think and get a different angles of this. Jeffrey Smith is going to be joining us, expert on GMO. We're continuing with your calls right now. Who's up next here? Greg in New York?
Hi, Alex. How are
Greg
you
Greg in New York. I'm good. Welcome.
Thank you. I was just named delegate for Ron Paul in the 23rd Congressional District here in New York State. I've worked so hard for this man that I can't believe for a second that Jesse or anyone would really try to talk him into taking the VP. It just would go against everything that this man has stood up for. And personally, Alex, I just don't see it. I see Ron taking this all the way in upstate New York. We're right up here, and we've got so many followers, and they just can't keep us down. And with Ron going with Mitt, it's oil and water. It would just never work. And even with Rand, Rand has too many principles. He's too much of his own man, and I can't see him bowing down to the elite as well. What are your thoughts?
No, I think that's what's happening. And then I think Rand says, oh, I'd be honored to be considered. First he said, well, I don't know if I can really speak to this, but I'd be honored to be considered. It's an honor to be considered, yeah, to be the vice president of America. He sees that as he's very polite. He's very nice. Like during the NDAA, he's like, now, do my colleagues know this subsection says it can secretly arrest citizens? I know you don't want to get rid of habeas corpus and basic liberties. That I know you don't want to overthrow the American system. And then meanwhile, Lindsey Graham and all of them are like, yes, we do. We're going to do it. I mean, literally acting like that. So I think it's a lot of high road behavior. And Ron Paul and Rand have both been criticized for their gentle ways. I mean, I was watching the other night. We played a clip of it on the Nightly News last week because we watched like 30 minutes of it to find the clip of him hitting a home run. I'm trying to find the clip where he knocked it out of the park, but the clip on YouTube didn't have that at a congressional baseball game. And I was just watching his mannerisms and everything. And it's just kind of like a non-assuming, almost nerdliness, but just real polite, real friendly, real, business, get the job done. And that's just how they are. So they just don't start really being mean to people until if you say something nasty to them, then they'll come back at you. They're just gentlemanly. But I think that attracts more people than it turns folks off. And, we'd like to see a little more fire. We'd like to see a little more attack. Maybe there should be more of that. But we're not in the arena at that level. What do you think of what I've said here?
Honey, then you can with vinegar. And I think that's the good doctor. He portrays himself and carries himself to be such a gentleman and such a founding father. And he's a figure, he's a figurehead, and he realizes how important he is to people's lives. And he doesn't let it go to his head. And, I've met him a couple of times, not like you, obviously, but working his campaigns and in town halls. And he's just, I've met Bill Russell and sports stars. I used to chef in Arizona, and I've never been starstruck until I met Dr. Paul. And I'll leave it at that. Alex, I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber. You are the man. Keep up the fight, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling into the show. Do we have time to get another caller before we got a break here? Probably not. We got about 1 minute. I will enter some of the other news briefly when we come back that I haven't gotten to, and then we will go to Jeffrey Smith. But I know I've got all these callers. I'll tell you what I'll do. When we come back, Daniel, Barry, John, and Joe, those are the oldest callers. I'll give each one of you about a minute and a half, and then we'll get Jeffrey Smith on, okay? And we'll have him about an hour and 20 minutes with us or so. I was going to have him for 2 hours today, but just this Ron Paul news, all the rest of it. And it's an important discussion. I mean, it's about this journey of liberty and the fact that Ron Paul is now public property of the Movement for Liberty worldwide of 1776 worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Okay, we've got Jeffrey Smith joining us, author, researcher, investigative journalist, on GMO and beyond, because a lot of big studies are coming out showing now that it's actually getting into human DNA. It's not just going through your stomach and causing health problems. The latest on that, the honeybee collapse, all of it. And then I'm going to go into the fourth hour today. Lou Rockwell is going to come on and give us his take for 30 minutes on Ron Paul. Now, amazing the campaign is, what it signifies for liberty. What I believe is clear election fraud, what they've admitted in two states is fraud, but it's not getting any coverage, Iowa and Maine. So he'll be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half, well, not about, in an hour and 27 minutes from now. He'll be joining us as I come to you here from the road. This is great today. No hiccups on the road as it normally does. We had a few hiccups the last few days. And I'm told listeners and stations say that it was just a little bit of hiccups and kind of made it more exciting. It's kind of like when you're watching the news and you see like a problem or a light go out. Or that time Hillary was on 60 Minutes, they released the tape and the light falls on her. It's kind of fun to watch the train wreck when you're not part of it, huh? Wasn't a train wreck, though. It was kind of a bump in the road, mainly. A couple bumps in the road. Kind of like some of these highways. I drive around the country more now, and the roads are falling apart. The more money they spend, the more they fall apart because of all the scams and dollar devaluation. Now, we got Jeffrey Smith coming up here in just a moment, but let's jam in these callers on their take on the establishment trying to dangle the idea of Ron Paul taking a VP slot after they steal the election from him, if they're able to do that. Daniel in Texas, give us your take.
Yeah, Alex, before I get to my Ron Paul question, I just wanted to suggest the name Mockingbird Media for the mainstream media, both as an homage to Operation Mockingbird and also the way that they parrot each other's talking points.
That's a good idea.
I think Mockingbird Media, it's got a good ring to it, but I know time is limited. Let me get to my questions. But Ron Paul, my concern is that they're going to dangle not the VP slot, but rather a convention speaking slot and maybe altering the party platform to include an audit of the Fed. And as we head into the possibility of a brokered convention where Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich combine delegates, Mitt Romney may need Ron Paul's delegates. My fear is that Ron Paul won't get a VP slot in exchange for putting Mitt Romney over the top, but rather they'll get a party platform, which they'll then turn their back on, and a speaking slot, which, while valuable, really isn't that much. And I guess as an addendum to those questions,
wow,
I could just put in these two questions. On the topic of Iran and anti-imperialism, Ron Paul has been an absolute leader on opposing this. What concerns me is that he hasn't directly attacked Mitt Romney, both for his warmongering, his neocon cabinet that he's establishing. You know, Romney has been the leading warmonger in many of these debates. It disappoints me.
No, that's the one thing. I don't think Ron Paul has been attacking Mitt Romney enough. And I just want to say something right now. Daniel in Texas should be hosting this show. In 30 seconds, he said what I tried to say in an hour. And that was all the points. I even wrote notes this morning that I wanted to cover. I didn't get to half of them because instead I got into like background and, you know, how I know, you know, these people and know they're real and what can be affecting them and let's get inside their minds. Yes, it's going towards a brokered convention. That's admitted. Romney may need Paul. And so that's why if they do need him, they're trying to be friendly. And I think some of the people lower down, not Paul, but some of the people that get the work done, have become enamored. And they've made some enamored statements of Romney. And I think the fact that they know Ron Paul's retiring, their jobs are going away in a year or less, when he steps down from Congress, that they kind of want some lifeboats. And so Ron Paul doesn't end up selling out. But some of the people that work for him, I don't want to call it selling out, but compromise to an extent. And I don't think Ron Paul should let that happen. He's a very nice person to people that are close to him. I understand that, people that are married to the family and other things. It's just that I think you can't let that get in the way. You can't be too nice to Mitt Romney. He's attacked him some. He's run some ads against him. But we need to see major attacks on Romney now from Ron Paul. And I think that's a great point. You make the point about the broker convention. That's what they're dangling now. Okay, we'll give you an audit at the Fed. It's some whitewashed, nothing where the Fed sets up a blue ribbon committee and says, okay, give us more power. That's what they did a few years ago. Not in the financial overhaul. Not what Paul proposed, but what they ended up having. And so you're right on that. You're right on every facet of what you just said. And so I can see the perspective of some of the people in his campaign, saying, well, look, if we're talking about them stealing it from us, which is clearly going on, let's not be sore losers, or then we may not even get anything on the platform. Well, the Republican platform of Texas reads like Alex Jones wrote it, but they don't follow one stinking piece of it. That's the same thing nationally. The platform's got some good stuff in it, nothing like Texas. They don't follow any of it. So you're right. Ron Paul needs to both barrels attack and savage them and use the platform he's got to point out there's no difference. And he's been doing that to a certain extent. But great point, sir. I think you should shoot a YouTube video and send it to us, and we'd air it here because your point is very well taken. Anything else, Daniel?
Yeah, the last point I'd like to make is I think as Ron Paul supporters, it's the job of people now to say, for all the money and time and effort and organization that people have put in, don't do this. Don't end up supporting Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney means more wars. It means an attack of Iran. It means more CIA color revolutions. And frankly, it means more austerity. I think there are many people who are advising Ron Paul on economics who are pushing the very same tax cuts for Wall Street, tax cuts for the Fortune 500 in exchange for cuts to social programs in this country. And they may see Mitt Romney as simpatico on austerity. And I think Ron Paul needs to be aware of this, and his supporters need to say, look, don't do this. Don't sell out these delegates.
Sure. And I mean, let's be clear, when this becomes a national debate and the Republican insiders openly say they're trying to co-opt Rand and Ron, We're the supporters. We're America. We're the people that, you know, took the great man Ron Paul and put him where he is, and he said that. So it's our job to tell his camp followers, hey, listen, we're the boss, not you. Ron Paul's the boss, not you. So don't tell him to moderate. He got where he is by not moderating. What did Barry Goldwater, who he admires and who I admire as well, say? Moderation in defense of liberty is not golden. It's basically yellow. There's a bunch of quotes, but he said extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And he said silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And so I was conflating a few of his statements. We need – the globalists are hardcore out of control. And then they call us extreme. No, they're extreme. Great points. Absolutely devastating call. We do have Jeffrey Smith there with us. I don't like to get our callers on and not go to them. So I'll tell you, if you want to give your name and number to John Harmon up there at Genesis taking your calls, when Lou Rockwell gets on in an hour and 20 minutes, we'll just call you back and you'll be the caller for Lou Rockwell because it'll be on the subject. Or if you don't want to do that, it's fine. Whatever, just try to get in when I open the phones up at that point. Barry, John, Joe, Mark, and then others obviously coming in. Just try to get on with Lou Rockwell because I'll take about 15 minutes with him letting him talk. Then I'm going to take a few calls, five or six calls for Lou Rockwell coming up. We're going to go to Jeffrey Smith here. We carry all of his books, films. They're all amazing. If you want to know what's really going on with this whole situation, what's going on with GMO. He is the leading speaker and kind of grand conductor of being able to fuse it all together and give you a gestalt analysis or briefing on what's going on. His information is impeccable. If I had to criticize Jeff Smith in any way, it would be he sometimes, to be absolutely 100% correct, holds back a bit because the truth is even worse than what he's saying. But so you can assure what he's saying is accurate and quite frankly worse. So we're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. And well, yeah, because we're going to clean the phone lines out now so folks later can call in for him when I give the number on GMO and colony collapse disorder and what's happening to humans and all the other big environmental problems that are real. Not the let's have a carbon tax that taxes humans for breathing and taxes what plants respirate from and then let toxic waste dumping and cross-species genetic engineering run wild. We'll be talking to him in a moment. But on those subjects, we have the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We have Agenda 21, the Green Mask for the UN takeover, available at Infowars.com. We have films exposing government-sponsored terror. Of course, like A Noble Lie, the Oklahoma City Inside Job Operation, incredible film. We also, and this is only gone for another 4 or 5 days until this month ends, and then it's gone. It's gone until next year. Okay? And that is all of my documentary films, all 18 of them, DVDs, and Jason Burmes' film I produced, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, that is excellent. Hundreds of clips of world leaders calling for global government and new world order and how they're going to take over your life and the state will be God and we're going to take all your property and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's very well done. It's the last film I produced. I've been so busy with doing the news show and setting up all these news systems and everything. I haven't made an official film. I mean, we made a 40-minute documentary. We premiered in Dallas and we're going to be premiering it again and then putting it up for PrisonPlanet.tv next week in Orlando. This Sunday, and by the way, that's almost sold out. So if you want tickets, Infowars.com/events. I think there's like 100 tickets left or maybe less of over 1,000. I've told you, I've never had a big event that didn't sell out. Dallas sold out. And by the time I drive out here and fly a crew out to film it and everything, we are basically going to lose money on this because I'm also giving the local radio stations half the money from it just to support them for being affiliates. So we're losing money on this, and I appreciate people coming out and financing us being able to do this. That's how much this stuff costs and is. But the point I'm getting at here is that you can get all of my films and Invisible Empire for over 70% off, $99.95. That's 19 films for $99.95 on DVD. They have hard archive copies that they can't just erase like they do, you know, off these different internet systems. To have them in your archive, to have them on record, a treasure trove of research, and great things to hand out to people. You get 19 InfoWar weapons to give to people. We're also selling bumper stickers at cost. at cost. We've got all these new Infowars.com, variety of stickers, all these different looks. And they've got different packs of them, variety packs, at cost, spray paint stencils for lawfully to spray paint your own car or barn or your own business. Don't do it on private property that isn't yours. That's available at Infowars.com. A lot of activist stuff. Every order gets a citizen rule book. Again, the website, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we also have a 15-day free trial running at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the radio show during the day and also get the highly produced, very well done, amazing nightly news with a team of reporters and anchors, myself included, that we've built. We're just beating our brains out, and it's really paying off in the info war. Thanks to you supporting us, we're reaching so many people, and that's our main goal. And we're financing it and going to be able to expand now thanks to your support. So great job to the subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I apologize for getting him on 15 minutes late here today. I wanted to do a two-hour interview, and we cut it to an hour and a half, and then I got behind. But Jeffrey Smith is the author of a whole bunch of books, Genetic Roulette, you name it, all available again at Infowars.com. So you support him and us. Seeds of Deception, all these great films, Monsanto, The World According to Monsanto, award-winning. I mean, this is like, I can't even say all the awards it's won. It's like beyond, the quality of something like HBO, available at Infowars.com. But my point here is that this isn't a game. I went and did the research. GMO is reducing our fertility. GMO is doing it in all the other animals they tested on. They won't let human tests go on because they want to cover this up. All the big eugenicists that call for population reduction are the ones funding it, like Bill Gates buying into Monsanto. I've got all the government documents about we could build Trojan horses into stuff, 30 years ago. Food, water, you name it. They've done it. They're coming out with new rices and things that reduce your fertility. I mean, this is not a debate. I want to get him on about the latest threats from this and then expand into some other areas with our guest here because this is the big issue. This is one of the areas where you can still try to avoid it, but not for long. They're trying to stop it from being labeled, and they're trying to proliferate to every food crop there is, not just the basic staples. So this is the crossroads, and Jeff Smith joins us. Jeffrey, good to have you with us. What's front and center on your radar? What are the biggest threats right now with this whole Frankenfood takeover?
Well, I've been working on a new film, Alex, and I've been interviewing veterinarians and pediatricians and other doctors. And what I'm seeing now is extreme support for our concept that GMOs are causing the rise in so many diseases. So that's one thing. And so I want to talk about autism, for example, and irritable bowel syndrome and other problems and relate them to GMOs. Also, we're seeing evidence of a new organism new to science. You may have reported on it from Dr. Huber, which might be causing all that infertility we're talking about. I want to talk about some experiences I'm getting from numerous farmers and others about animals spontaneously avoiding GMOs when given a choice. And when they get on GMOs, they get sick or die or have fertility problems. And when they get off GMOs, there's all sorts of improvements in those symptoms. And I want to talk about also what's happening on the ground as we're seeing an upsurge of awareness and concern about GMOs and what it means in terms of a way out of this madness. And I think you're right on about labeling. It turns out the expression of concern today is being expressed in, I think, 18 different states have bills floated about labeling GMOs, plus there's an initiative in California that can drive it out in a single blow.
Amazing. And this is the genetic Armageddon. This is the real provable thing, not the system co-opting environmental concern with carbon dioxide. I mean, that's why they do that, because they don't want us looking at the real issue. And then later I want to ask you from your deep research, I know you don't speculate, why the elite would be doing this when it's blowing back on them. But we've got some time. Let's get into the first issues up front. That is a powerful raft of info you just laid out.
I think we'll start with the stories of the animals that have been fed GMOs and what's happened to them and what changes they've seen when they take them off GMOs. And then we can work in the autism issue, because one of the interviews I conducted recently was with Dr. Don Huber, and he's been an expert in the impact of Roundup, Monsanto's herbicide used on Roundup-ready crops. And that has put him into a situation where he's studying about GMOs. So he was speaking in Germany and going over the behavioral changes, the neurological changes, and the physiological changes that we're seeing in animals that are fed GMOs, both livestock and laboratory animals. And a doctor approached him afterwards and said, you know, this is exactly what we're seeing in autistic children. So let's go into those animal studies, those animal experiences, and then we'll circle back and see if autism may be implicated. I talked to someone last week at a conference in Washington among farmers, and he said he had just received a call in December from one of his agricultural clients, a farmer who has thousands of pigs. And he said that the guy was stammering and so excited he couldn't hardly get out what he wanted to say. And what eventually unfolded was that 11 days previous, he took this guy's suggestion and shifted the corn that was being fed to his pigs in the nursery to non-genetically modified corn. Now, after about 3 days, they noticed a change, and him and his brothers walked in, and they kind of just joked for themselves, saying, maybe it's the non-GMO corn. But by the 11th day, he placed the call to this man and was so excited because he was absolutely sure it was the change to non-GMO corn that caused the dramatic change.
Stay there, amazing. I've been hearing this from farmers myself from 10 years, that their pigs and other smart animals will not eat the GMO because they have olfactory nerves hundreds of times better than ours. A pig has it better than a bloodhound. We'll be right back. This is incredible information. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
They rail against the crowd, another ragtag band, declaring she's
You know, the problem with Jeffrey M. Smith, investigative journalist, researcher, filmmaker, author, is when he says one point, I can think of like 100 examples of what he's saying being on record. I mean, here's one out of the Washington Post. Makers of genetically modified seeds say more farmers evading EPA rules. This is from the Washington Post, February 13th. And then you read in there and it says, oh, they're supposed to build a refuge or grow a refuge of corn next to their GMO corn because, you know, it'll kill all the bugs if they don't have a refuge and they'll also get immunity. So this is corn for humans that grow a natural pesticide, but many times stronger. But you can't have the bugs eating it. So they have to have refuges from their own corn. And, I mean, how many studies have been out all over the world? Big, prestigious ones where you feed it to rodents, guinea pigs, you name it. Three generations, they're sterile. I mean, Smith covers it in his books with all the scientists. So, yeah, now he's got farmers talking about seeing this with their livestock. I mean, look at our disease rates. Jeff, continue going over all of this for people. Where you left off when we went to break.
Sure, and I'll talk about that toxin-producing corn because there's a new study out that came out last week which has very big implications for humans as well as the possibility for linking GMOs to autism. But getting back to our pig discussion, it turns out that this farmer worked as the person among his brothers. He was the one in charge of the nursery. And for years, his brothers would kind of rile him because it was the easiest job. There was never any problem. But 14 years ago, things got completely out of hand. And the pigs started getting sick, and their behavior changed. And that's when they started introducing genetically engineered corn. But they didn't realize that the corn was the problem because at the same time, there were new confined animal feeding operations introduced into the area and new pigs imported from Canada and elsewhere. So they just blamed it on the new type of pig. But now when they switched for the first time in 14 years to non-GMO corn, they started seeing the pig behavior and health that they had seen prior to the introduction of GMOs. And he was so excited. He said even the animals would look like they're playing and happy. And when he left the nursery, they'd still be playing. Whereas when they were on the GM corn for 14 years, when they walked in, they'd be agitated, but then they'd get too tired and just lie down. They said the whole level of sickness is less, and he's going to document the changes because he has all the details from...
Now, is this BT corn? Because, I mean, there's different types with bacteria, with funguses, sometimes thousands of times stronger. But they say because it's a natural thing that we just soup up and have it grow, this way the bugs don't eat it, but it's safe for you to eat. I mean, that's a no-brainer. No wonder organ failure in these studies is off the chart. I mean, this is ridiculous.
When I heard the story about his pigs, it reminded me of a veterinarian I interviewed a month earlier. He talked about a South African farm where some of the pigs were dying and becoming cannibalistic on the GM corn, biting each other's ears and tails. He said for some, they acted like they had Alzheimer's, and they wandered around the pen, couldn't figure out where the food was, and died. All of that reversed when they switched to non-GM corn. Now, this behavior of being agitated and antisocial, it was also discovered in rats that were fed GM corn compared to non-GM corn. For those that were eating the non-GM corn, you could pick them up, put them on the shoulder, pet them like a pet. However, those that were eating the GM corn, they were running around scared, not involved with other animals, and they were completely agitated and anxious. This was also seen in rats fed genetically modified soy by Russian Academy of Sciences researcher Irina Ermakova. Even an undergraduate student in Holland, when he did a study on mice, found that the mice that were raised on genetically modified soy and corn were totally agitated and completely fearful, where the other ones acted like mice.
Well, yeah, because if you feed animals plants that are meant to kill bugs, what's it going to do to a larger animal? A lot of drug heads take poison to get high.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.